Hey everyone, welcome back. It's time for another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at Vermont education. And we're going to be doing that through the lens of this really fascinating newsletter called the 802 Ed. Have you heard of
I
this?
have. It's chock full of information.
It is very dense. I'm not going to lie, I had to like take some time with this to really kind of digest everything that it had to offer.
It really does give you the 360 view of education in Vermont because you're getting so many different perspectives. You're not just getting news, you're getting perspectives from legislators, from school leaders, from teachers, from national publications.
Actual publications. So it's really interesting.
Well, let's jump right in then. One of the big things that this newsletter covers is this proposed education overhaul by the governor, which seems pretty ambitious. It's talking about like merging districts and then also creating a system where students can choose their schools. Yes. It's an interesting proposal for sure. The governor is trying to streamline the system, and that could potentially save money and kind of consolidate resources. But the school choice element is causing quite a stir because some are saying that this is essentially a voucher system, which would allow public funds to be used to pay for private school tuition.
So why is that so controversial? Is it just about the money?
Well, finances are definitely a concern. The newsletter highlights a lot of skepticism from legislators who question whether or not this is actually going to achieve cost savings. There are concerns that the data supporting the proposal is not very transparent.
It's like, just trust me, I did the math and we're going to save money. I'd be a little skeptical too. And it's interesting because in addition to all of that, there was a specific anecdote about a certain district that is facing kind of a perfect storm of challenges. They're dealing with leadership turnover, budget constraints, and then also potentially having to close some schools.
And that just highlights how real the consequences of these decisions are. This isn't just some abstract policy debate. This is about people's jobs, students' access to education, the well-being of communities.
It's real people's lives. And speaking of challenges, another big one that this newsletter highlighted is the teacher shortage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, 25 open school leader positions for next year. That's wild.
Yeah, that's a huge number. And it really reflects this broader trend that we're seeing across the state and really across the country. It's getting harder and harder to find qualified educators, and that has serious implications for the quality of education that students are receiving.
What's going to happen?
I mean, we're even seeing schools take some pretty drastic measures.
Like what?
There's a story in the newsletter about a Vermont high school that's actually recruiting teachers from the Philippines just to fill these vacancies.
It's a global problem.
It is, yeah.
So it's not just a Vermont problem. It sounds like it's really a nationwide issue.
Absolutely. And it's not just about finding teachers, it's also about student performance. The nation's report card, which is this national assessment of student achievement, shows that scores are actually declining across the board.
Oh, no.
And Vermont is mirroring that trend, unfortunately.
So what does that tell us?
Well, it suggests that there are some deeper systemic issues within the education system itself that need to be addressed.
All right, so we're dealing with teacher shortages. We're dealing with declining test scores. Sounds like we've got our work cut out for us.
We do. It's a big challenge.
It is a big challenge. And on that note, we are going to take a quick break. But don't worry, we'll be right back to delve even deeper into this fascinating world of Vermont education.
Looking forward to it. And, speaking of those systemic issues, there are some politically charged topics that this newsletter kind of dives into.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing some of those headlines. Definitely a little bit controversial.
For example, there's this executive order from the White House on ending radical indoctrination in schools, which aims to limit the teaching of certain concepts related to like race and gender identity that the administration sees as divisive.
So how does that play out in Vermont, though? I mean, an executive order from the White House doesn't necessarily change what happens in a local school.
Well, it creates a certain context, a context of scrutiny. And also, the newsletter mentions the Department of Justice's plans to address what they're calling illegal DEI and DEIA discrimination in education. So DEI, that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And DEIA adds accessibility to that. And so these initiatives seem to be pushing to limit certain DEI and DEIA efforts. which often aim to promote inclusivity and address historical inequalities.
Yeah. It sounds like there are some strong opinions on both sides of this issue.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is probably playing out in school board meetings and community forums all over the state.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's not the only topic that's generating some heated discussion.
What else?
The newsletter also talks about restraint and seclusion practices in schools.
Oh, yeah. I read about that.
So these are interventions that are used to manage student behavior. Mm. But some people see them as controversial.
Right.
And there's this whole debate about whether or not reports on these incidents should be publicly disclosed.
It's like that tension between transparency and privacy, right?
Exactly.
On the one hand, people deserve to know what's happening in their schools.
Right.
But then there's also the issue of protecting the privacy of the students and the staff involved.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a tough one. And it really reflects this broader conversation that we're having as a society about accountability, student safety, the role of government and education.
All big questions.
Yeah, huge. But shifting gears a little bit, the newsletter also highlights an important issue that sometimes gets overlooked.
Okay.
And that's barriers to mental health provider licensing.
Oh, wow.
And this includes school counselors.
Right.
Who play such a vital role in supporting students' well-being.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about teacher shortages and declining test scores.
Right.
But student mental health is such a critical piece of the puzzle.
It is. If we want our kids to thrive academically, we have to make sure that their emotional and social needs are met.
Exactly.
And having qualified mental health professionals in schools is essential for that.
Makes sense.
And so this study that the newsletter talks about identifies all these obstacles to licensing,
yep,
which ultimately limits access to care for the students who need it.
That's a big problem.
It is.
I mean,
especially with all the pressure and challenges that kids are facing these days.
Yeah. So any bright spots, any good news in all of this?
There is, actually.
Oh, good.
The newsletter highlights some funding opportunities.
Okay.
Which is always welcome news.
I'll take it.
Right. So there's money available for things like school construction projects.
Oh, great.
Distance learning equipment.
Okay.
And programs that support youth development.
That's fantastic.
So these are investments that can really make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's great to see that there's still a commitment to supporting education.
Right.
Even with all the challenges.
Exactly. And it's not just about like bricks and mortar.
What else?
There's also this cool program that's connecting students across the state.
Yeah.
And fostering youth voice. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's about empowering students to share their perspectives and help shape their education experience.
Right. Students are the ones who are actually experiencing it firsthand.
They are. So they should have a say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So we've talked about national politics, local controversies,
yeah,
funding challenges, promising initiatives.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It really kind of highlights how education is never just about what happens inside the classroom.
So true. It's connected to everything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's connected to our social, our political, our economic landscape.
Couldn't agree more. And that's why it's so important to stay informed.
Yes.
To engage in these conversations, to advocate for the kind of education system that we want to see.
Absolutely. But before we move on, the newsletter also mentioned that some other states are exploring some interesting approaches.
Oh, yeah.
To education. I'd love to hear about what they're up to.
Yeah. It seems like Vermont's not the only state grappling with these issues.
Right.
So, for example, Maine is thinking about adding to their hotel tax.
Okay.
To generate more funding for school construction projects.
Wow, clever.
Right? It's a creative way to address the infrastructure needs.
Yeah, I wonder if something like that could work here in Vermont.
Yeah, potentially. We have a lot of tourism.
We do. What else?
And then there's New Jersey. They're working on a bill to improve the stability and transparency of school funding.
Okay.
Which could help address those financial uncertainties.
That's huge. Stability and transparency. I mean, those are crucial for effective planning.
They are, for sure.
Any other examples?
Yeah. Alaska lawmakers are trying to tie education funding to inflation.
Oh, interesting.
So that schools can keep pace with rising costs.
Right.
And maintain their ability to provide quality education.
That's smart. It would definitely provide some much needed predictability.
Right.
And prevent those, you know, budget crunches that can lead to cuts in programs.
Exactly. It's just common sense.
It is. It's fascinating to see how other states are approaching these issues.
It is. It's like a nationwide brainstorming session.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of trends, remember that thing about Vermont potentially banning cell phones in schools?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like they're not alone in that.
No, they're not. The newsletter mentions that 18 other states,
wow,
including Massachusetts,
okay,
already have laws or policies limiting cell phone use in schools.
So it's definitely a growing concern.
It is. It's a reflection of this anxiety that we have about technology's impact on kids.
Yeah. It's hard to find that balance.
It is. You know, yeah, how do we balance the benefits of technology with the need to protect students' well-being?
It's a tough one. I mean, I remember when I was in school, cell phones were like this novelty.
I know.
Now they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's a different world. And educators and policymakers are still trying to figure out the best way to navigate it.
Yeah, it seems like education is a constant conversation.
It is.
And there's no easy answers.
Nope. No one-size-fits-all solution.
And this newsletter really drives that point home.
It does. It's full of all these different perspectives and debates and ideas.
Mm-hmm. It's like a microcosm of the complexity of education.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so engaging. It's not about presenting a single narrative.
Right.
It's about exploring the nuances and the complexities.
Yeah.
And that's where real understanding begins.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious, what resonated with you the most?
Yeah. What are you taking away from all of this?
Exactly. And maybe even more importantly, what direction do you think Vermont education should take?
Big.
They are big questions.
Yeah.
But we want to hear from you. So make sure you check out the 802 Ed. Explore these issues further.
Yeah, get involved.
And join the conversation.
Because education is a conversation.
All right, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Vermont education.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been talking about all these challenges.
Right.
But this newsletter also highlights some really encouraging developments.
It does.
And potential solutions. Mm-hmm. Like, remember those 25 open school leader positions?
Yeah, that was a big number.
That was a lot.
Ooh.
But the newsletter also pointed us to this resource called the Big List.
Right.
Which apparently has over 500 remote job opportunities.
Wow.
In K-12 education.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that could be a way to attract more talent.
Yeah. Maybe broaden that pool a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of broadening our horizons, remember those examples from other states?
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
They were really inspiring. Maine, using hotel tax revenue for school construction.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, stabilizing funding. Alaska, tying funding to inflation.
Yeah.
I mean,
so many good ideas.
So many good ideas.
Yeah.
It's like a national laboratory of innovation.
It is.
I especially love that hotel tax idea.
I know, me too.
It just seems like such a win-win.
It does.
You know, tourists contribute to a vital community need.
Right.
And schools get the funding they need.
Exactly. And let's not forget about those grants and funding opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Those were good news.
Yeah. There's money out there for school construction distance learning youth development programs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great to know that those resources are available.
It is. It shows that people are still invested in education.
They are. And then there are those feel-good stories.
Yeah.
Like that program connecting students across Vermont.
Right. Giving them a voice.
It's just a reminder that education is about more than just, you know, numbers and policies.
Absolutely.
It's about empowering young people.
Yeah. Nurturing their curiosity, their critical thinking skills, their ability to contribute to their communities.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with a sense of cautious optimism.
Yeah.
You know, there are definitely challenges.
Right.
But there's also a lot of innovation, dedication, and commitment to finding solutions.
Yeah, I feel that too. And I think this newsletter has been a really great reminder that education is this complex,
yes,
ever-evolving system.
It is.
And we all have a role to play in shaping its future.
We do. Yeah. So what do you think, what resonated with you the most from all of this?
Yeah.
What are you taking away?
And what direction do you think Vermont education should take?
Big questions.
They are big questions. But we want you to think about them.
Yeah.
We want you to explore these issues further.
So check out the 802 Ed.
The 802 Ed.
Get involved in the conversation.
Join the conversation, because education is a conversation.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.